We do have money from Europe for infrastructure. It's just that we spent most of this money on transport infrastructure, not on energy. Because whenever you open a new highway anywhere in Eastern Europe, you get all the politicians, living or dead, who want to be pictured there, cutting the ribbon, because that's the moment when you made it to the pages of media. When you open a new interconnector in electricity, I mean, who cares? That's the boring stuff. Most public doesn't care. So if you look at the structural funds of the EU spent in this neighborhood, in the structural funds, the ratio of money spent on transport and energy is 40 to 1. It's 80 billion euros on transport and 2 billion on energy. So unless you have clear interest from the countries themselves and from the public itself, there will be no change, because public wants new airports, new highways, much more than it wants new power lines. They look dirty, ugly, nothing to win. So that is the problem, that actually, even when we love to criticize our Western friends, Western friends in France, Germany, and elsewhere, they actually did their homework in the 1990s and after that. This part of Europe did not. I fully understand Lithuania that it feels scared by the fact that when it closes down Ignalina, the nuclear power plant, it will be almost totally dependent on Russian electricity. At the same time, hello, you've been independent since 1991, and you have agreed to close down Ignalina in late 1990s. So some homework probably wasn't done.